Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Dianne Feinstein, June 1933, September 2023. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Dianne Feinstein, senior senator from the state of California, and also right now a legacy of the 20th century. Jeff, a very good evening to you. For many years, you worked in Northern California in the Bay Area, the origins of Dianne Feinstein. I'm going to remember the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Dianne Feinstein dominated the landscape. This is before California politicians emerged as speakers of the House and other distinguished roles. Is she remembered well in California now, Jeff, that she's gone?
Good evening, John. I would definitely say that she's remembered well, even by people across the aisle. She was considered a reasonable person. If they were Republicans, they often disagreed with her, but they found her to be reasonable and fairly easy to work with. And of course, they viewed her leadership when she took over in San Francisco as really kind of a watershed moment in California politics. It's not national politics, and it catapulted her to her job in the Senate. She was the first woman from California to serve in the Senate, and she was certainly a huge figure nationally when it comes to women rising political power nationally. So she's very, very well regarded. I would definitely say well beyond San Francisco. She was a name that had some of the highest name recognition in the state. There were people like Ronald Reagan that would have higher name recognition, but she was pretty high up there. And of course, part of that is her longevity, but she did some things that really endeared her to Californians over the years.
Now that she's gone, there's a Senate seat to be filled until the primaries and election of 24. I understand that Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee are running in the primary, and the governor has said he won't interfere in that primary. Therefore, he is going to make an appointment he's committed himself. He's promised it'll be an African-American female. However, the governor is my interest, Jeff, because we all speculate that he is a presidential candidate, and I'm struck by how this gives him another opportunity to be a leader, but also a man who keeps his word. Is he as popular now as he ever has been, Jeff?
Well, I would say no, because people are very frustrated with the situation when it comes to crime, homelessness, drug problems, the cost of living in California. But those don't always reflect back onto him. What we're seeing, though, is I think it's kind of leveling out, though, because he's gaining in terms of visibility. And I think that's helping his reputation somewhat. And I think people are also thinking that, for a long time, they've been wondering who might replace Joe Biden. Who's our great last hope in the Democratic Party? And so you have a number of Democrats who might have been discouraged saying, I like that guy. He's good looking. He leads a big state and on and on. So I think this opportunity for him is all pluses for him. I think he's going to handle it in a way, like you said, that helps him fulfill his promise while at the same time keeps him out of the muck of, the primaries. And I think, he's over the past few weeks, he's been positioning himself as more of an elder statesman rather than the fresh new young thing. And that's been a help for him, certainly on a national stage.
He signed a bill for minimum wage. What is it, Jeff?
Strangely enough, it's a minimum wage bill for fast food workers that guarantees that they'll get $20 an hour. So we have about 500,000 fast food workers in California. The majority of them are minorities and women. And there's been a big push for a long time to get $20, and now they've got it. And strangely enough, or probably, or ironically, as soon as it was assigned, you had labor folks saying, well, that's not enough. They need to make a living wage. So this is going to go on again and again. But for now, Gavin Newsom is being viewed as a hero among the people in that group, the half a million or so who toil behind the hamburger counters.
In order to get to the hamburger counters, they must drive a car that uses fossil fuels. They don't have electrics yet for fast food workers. And Jeff, you've been sending me tote signs from California, chiefly Orange County, but now I have one from Menlo Park. Where is that and what is the number?
Menlo Park is in Northern California, south of San Francisco, just right next to Stanford. It's really part of that adjacent community area. So very high-end folks live there. And they're talking about, you know, more than $7 a gallon. Actually, it looks like it could soon be $8 a gallon up there. And part of that might be, hey, it's what the market can bear. But we're seeing throughout California right now, it says, you know, the AAA folks have said, well, the average cost in California is $6.07 a gallon. And that's only because the prices in the Central Valley near a lot of the oil, you know, communities are much lower. But when you go to L.A. and Orange County, those prices are climbing. And frankly, you know, last I heard, Orange County was about $6.29 a gallon, but I haven't seen a single gas station in Orange County that was under $6.50 or $6.60 a gallon.
Is there anything the governor or the legislature can do to take off taxes? Do they talk about that?
They are talking about that. One of the things they're talking about doing is switching to winter blend fuel earlier than usual, because that'll change the pricing and bring it back down. So, you know, we might be able to see gas come down 20, 30 cents a gallon is what I've heard. You know, what we do here in California, because of the way pollution affects us differently than other parts of the country, is they have a different fuel blend. And so you have costs that are associated with this. So there's some hope that if Gavin Newsom and the legislature are able to bring down prices that way. But right now, Gavin Newsom's been pointing at, you know, the oil companies are the ones responsible for gouging Californians. But by the same token, you know, he was asked the other night at the Republican debate, then why aren't the other states, you know, why aren't they being gouged by the oil companies? He didn't have an answer for that. But that's California for you. You know, we always pay more in taxes.
The homeless. There are videos that you sent me, Jeff, of white, without marking buses from Department of Homeland Security driving into San Diego and offloading lines of migrants, hundreds of migrants. And I believe I've read that San Diego only has 950 beds to shelter people for the homeless. So what is San Diego doing about it?
There's not much they can do right now. So far in the past 2 weeks, they estimate that maybe as many as 8,000 or 10,000 migrants from all over have just been dumped in San Diego. Just they opened up the bus doors, said, get out and have a good life. And so San Diego is, of course, up in arms about this, saying, wait a minute, what are we supposed to do about it? So San Diego, the county folks, the administrators have filed for, you know, some sort of help from the state and federal government. They've declared a humanitarian crisis. But, you know, it's only getting worse every day. It's perhaps not at the same level as we're seeing in pictures from Texas and Arizona, but it's pretty bad, and it's really hitting San Diego in particular very hard.
We go to Vegas, high-rolling bliss here. There's something called the Sphere opening tonight, is that right, with the music act? We have about 30 seconds.
That's right. U2 is starting their residency there. They're debuting the facility. It's this massive sphere-like building. It's like sitting inside a giant golf ball. It's supposed to be the most up-to-date, technologically perfect place to see a show, whether it's a movie or a concert. As I said, it's YouTube tonight.
You sent me a picture, Jeff, with the sphere turning into a human eye. It was really creepy. Are they going to do that a lot?
They already have. I've been there several times the last few weeks, and they project all sorts of things on the outside, an eyeball, a snow globe, all kinds of video. It really is a fantastical looking thing. I thought it would be cheesy, but it's really a magnificent piece of visual art.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.